gonna shine when the light grows dim. Sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it. Hello and welcome to Honey Do Me Podcast. I'm Emma and my counterpart Cass is away, but that is not slowing us down from our tips, tricks, and naughty bits topic theme that we have been diving headfirst into for the last month and a half. Today on the podcast, we are getting into the rest of your naughty bits and your feel-good spots that haven't been covered yet, but that deserve just as much attention. And I'm talking butts and balls and nipples and breasts, all of the rest of the parts of our body that feel so good when attention is put towards them, but maybe we don't always know how to play with them. I certainly don't know how to play with balls. I don't know if you do, but you know who does is Dr. Tara. Dr. Tara is on the podcast today. She has been on many, many times before. And there's just no better person to talk about like getting curious, getting silly, and really getting intentional in the bedroom with your play. Like that's very important, is that she talks about bringing play into your relationships, into the bedroom, into your like solo time, because that's just the way to have the most pleasure and have the most fun. So there's so much we cover in what feels like a short amount of time because girl chat with her just flies fucking by. But it's the best conversation to just get the lowdown on how to touch all these parts of your body to enhance arousal and enhance your play in the bedroom. I hope you fucking enjoy because this was the best time of my life. Does that sound sad? I don't care. It's true. I hope you enjoy and I will see you on the other side.
Hi everyone. I'm Dr. Tara, sex and relationship expert. I am a sex professor at Cal State University Fullerton. And I'm also I guess now it's not a brand new anymore. I've been renewed for the second season of Celebs Go Dating. So I'm also a TV host and TV sex expert on Celebs Go Dating.
I literally can't picture anyone better to do that. That's so fun. Are you having the most fun with it?
Oh my God, it's so fun. So I'll be leaving to London this summer to film this show. For those of you listening, that if you haven't heard of this show, that's fine because it's in the UK. And I just realized like other countries have their own set of famous television that we just Americans mm-hmm. just like never heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you're from the UK, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Celebs Go Dating. They have had 12 seasons.
And oh my gosh.
It was on season 12. And now I'm going to be back on season 13.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm so excited for you. Congratulations.
More sex tips. Thank you.
More sex tips.
Sex tips here too.
Absolutely. So this month and last month, we've been talking about tips, tricks, and naughty bits. And we've focused primarily on like specific genitalia, which is awesome and great. And I want to focus on like the rest of the body because I know we can have so much fun with like all the other bits that we don't give specific episode airtime to. So let's begin there. I want to start with breasts and nipples because I think we could all use tips and tricks on how to like best play with them without hurting them. So what are your go-to tips for mouth and hands when you're playing with boobs and nips?
Oh my gosh. So I am a big fan of nipple orgasm or nipple gasm.
I was going to ask you about that. Okay, good.
Yeah, I am a big fan. My husband knows to like play with them an extensive amount of time. And but it's really funny because he doesn't like his nipples played with, but like, all okay. the people I've dated in the past have had, like, especially the men have loved their nipples played with. So,
okay.
Like, okay. So when it comes to nipples, it's really like a case by case basis. So as a mm-hmm. sexual communication professor, I have to first tell you that you should ask your partner first if they like mm-hmm. that area being explored, massaged, and stimulated, because some mm-hmm. people really, not only that they don't feel great about it, they dislike it.
So yeah,
that communication should be first piece. And if they're interested, sure, there's various strategies to stimulate the breasts. And mm-hmm. So let's start with slow and sensual, right? When we think of foreplay, I don't think anyone is thinking like slapping the boobs immediately, you know? Like it's cold, you know?
I
Like think of it as like
hope
it's still
not.
cold. I want to be warmed up before you slap them. Like,
Yeah.
so first
It's like
things first
slapping
is
the
like,
bag with wine.
no.
You don't want to do that to my chest, please.
This is not brining chicken thighs. Like, this
We
is
don't need it.
a womanly human person. It's not even a word, a womanly human person.
I like it.
That's who I am. I'm a womanly human
Yeah,
person.
I'm a womanly human
Yes,
person. All right, how do you warm it
I want
up?
them massaged. I want to feel like it's sensual and that you pay attention. So I think if you're the giver, it's very important that you focus and be attentive as you do the chest or the breast massage. I would recommend using actually coconut oil if you're thinking like more like different sensations, because dry massage is good too, but I think coconut oil or other essential oils that to the liking of the receiver can enhance the feeling. And when there is that friction between oil and hands and breasts, it heats up like temperature wise, so it will be warmer. And warmer helps also like blood flow to the area. It helps feeling more like pleasurable. So I would say using some type of lubricant, like essential oils or coconut oil, would be really great with this strategy of sensual breast massage. I would say using both hands would be great, and kind of going in a circular motion first, right? While squeezing as well. When it comes to incorporating like touching the nipples, I would also still like massage the areolas first and then try like soft pull or soft kind of playing with the nipples with your fingers and see how it feels and ask for feedback always. Ask the receiver like, can I pull them or like do you want me to pull them? Because some people really feel turned on when they're pulled, but some people really hate it. So
Yeah,
always
so you got to
check
be
in.
careful.
Yeah, you always want to check in.
I've definitely had partners that go straight in for like the pinch. And it's like, 'cause it's almost like they want my nipples to be hard, so they try to get them hard by like pinching. It's like, I don't want that. Just take your time and things will rise naturally. Like the bread, it
Literally.
will rise on its own.
Exactly, like the bread. Nothing sexier than a bread analogy.
Than a bread analogy in the
We
bedroom.
love a bread analogy, but it's true. It's kind of like the clitoris. It's like you don't want to just go in like bang, bang, bang. You want to massage it first, like help the blood flow to the area, right? So the breast is the same. I would say the first strategy being like sensual and slow massage, and then we can kind of graduate to like a more dominant play of the breasts where it involves like more squeezing, like more intention, more dominant energy playing with the breast. This can help, I think, the re receiver to feel very like, wasn't it you that told me you do like praise king almost?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was me. That sounds
Yeah,
like
or
me.
like you like you or you like the feeling of like almost being taken advantage of during sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
So
is
I
me.
think that feeling, like the dominance of the person giving the breast massage with a more like, like can help the receiver feel like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I'm such a good girl being a good submissive. And I think that's a step up from the slow and sensual strategy. Are you a fan of this kind of progression?
I really am. I love it because I have smaller breasts and I've always been a little insecure about it. And so if I can feel like there's attention being paid with slow and sensual and then graduating into a more aggressive and like I'm into it feeling, then that feels like, okay, this isn't a part I need to be conscious of right now. Like you're having a good time. I'm feeling comfortable and confident. And so when there is like long-term attention to it, like in this arc, it does feel good. I feel like that would be a really nice thing to feel in the bedroom.
Yeah, so that would be my strategy. And for my everyday kind of sex, it would end there. You know, I always want to offer alternative breast play where if you are into it, we can also involve things like impact play, right? We can involve things like slapping. Some people really like their titties like slapped.
Just fucking like punching back. You know that one at the arcade where you just punch a spark? That's what
like,
I pictured.
Yeah, like who's daddy's good girl and like titties like slap the titties. People also like them like flogged or hit with like one of those like BDSM tools. You can also think of alternative play as like other types of play, like wax play. You can also pour wax onto the breasts and for some people the nipples, but I can't do nipples.
It's too sensitive.
Women love like, oh yeah, I love like when wax poured onto my nipple. I'm like, ow. Tried one. So I'm like, oh fuck, it's hot. But the breast, it feels good. It feels like a tiny bit of like shock at first. But then when it's massaged in more, then it feels really good. So if you're into alternative breast play, you can try the wax play. You can try impact play on them. You can also try temperature play on them. People like using ice cubes on the nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Or drinking hot tea or like hot water and then suck on the nipples.
That sounds nice.
I know.
There's so much to do.
So much to do. But I think this is a pretty comprehensive, like, breast and nipple play.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am someone who's been with men. And I think nipple play is fun, but I don't know if it feels good to do to them. But I love nipples. I think nipples are so fun to put in your mouth.
Some men do love it. Like, my ex loved his nipples played with. So I think it's like a very individualized thing.
Okay. And can men get nipple gasms like women can?
Yes. Yes, they
really?
Can. Yeah, they also have nerve endings. It's like anatomically correct. Like they have nerve endings. Well, why not? If they don't feel good, it's probably a mental block, which is okay. Not everyone has to work on overcoming all of their bodily mental blocks. Like sometimes it's just a preference. Like my husband, like he really does not like them being touched. That's fine. But I do know that for people who have had great experiences with them, like for men who have had great experiences, they tend to really love it.
Oh, okay. So it's mainly
also you just have shame. I don't know if you've heard like women that are like that are saying like, oh, my boyfriend wants me to play with his nipples, like so weird.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It almost feels like if I've done it to partners, they've laughed at it because it seems like a feminine act to do to them. So it's almost like, don't do that. But it's like, but I wanna. Like, it sounds really fun. If it doesn't feel good, obviously I won't. But I know exactly what you're talking about with the shame, because it's almost like it's more of a feminine act than something I could do to them.
It's the same thing with the butthole. Like, it's great men attaching sexual orientation to their body parts. Exact body parts are just body parts. If you ask any medical doctors, they probably don't ask like, what's your sexual orientation when they operate on these body parts. So, you know, it's just body parts. Your nipples are just nipples. Men, women, non-binary, whoever. Your asshole is just your asshole.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm going to get to that next, because I have a lot of asshole questions. We always have a lot of asshole questions. But if we're putting nipples in our mouth, what are the go-to strokes you can do or things you can do with your teeth that would feel good or be like arousing?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, always start with nibbles. Like, you never want to start immediately like teeth. Maybe nibbling with your lips. Maybe nibbling with your lips first. And then and then graduate into like using the teeth to like nibble like the, but then ask like, does it feel good, right? If they go like, oh yeah, that feels good, then maybe you can do a little bit harder. And you can also do grind like this.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fun.
Like you can stay still and then just grind your teeth without like chopping, right?
Without chomping them off.
You can do like a little chop, you know, but you can also do like the grind. I think ultimately most people just like them being like licked and sucked. Women, like I've talked to lots of women about nipples, and most, not all, there, some people don't like the nipples being played with, but most do like the licking and the sucking. Maybe it's like maybe it's biological.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, like even people that don't want to be moms, like it's just maybe biological and internal to like them being sucked. Although all my mom friends are like, dude, breastfeeding is the worst.
Mother's Day is around the corner, and whether you're celebrating your mama, grandma, guardian, or yourself, celebrate with the mother of all self-care routines by trying out Osea's Mega Moisture Duo. This duo delivers a 1-2 punch in luxurious body care moisturizers with their Anduria Algae Body Oil and Anduria Collagen Body Lotion, both featuring Osea's signature all-natural citrusy scent. I use both the body lotion and the Anduria Algae Body Oil once I get out of the shower, and I use it literally everywhere. This duo is my go-to for feeling glowy and hydrated for literal days, and the Osea signature scent is one of my faves because it's not overwhelming, but it's like a delicious and fresh smell that just lasts. Since 1996, Osea has been making seaweed-infused skincare that is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code DOOMY at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code DEWME for 10% off. Yeah, I mean, because it gets raw, right? Yeah. Your kid's on there for like 9 months. Yeah. So at that point, that's just too much.
Yeah. Every single day. Because yeah, even when we do nipple play, we don't do it every day.
Right. Yeah, because it does tend to get, like, I've had partners who spend a little bit too long with just their fingers, like, on my straight nipple, and it just feels a little too raw by the end of it. Yeah. And almost like it hurts being in shirts, in my bras, because, like, they've raw-dogged my nipples for just way too long.
Yeah, you're sore.
It's chafy. Yeah. It hurts. Yeah.
Well, you know, my tip is always, like, especially an aftercare of nipple play. So it's like everyone can do whatever they want but with the nipples. Like they can do the soft and sensual and just stay there. They can graduate into more aggressive. They can even try those alternative nipple plays. But at the end of the day, I think everybody needs aftercare of nipple play. And I always love using coconut oil and massaging them in. It's like skincare. But also like coconut oil is antibacterial, and so it's just kind of making me feel good overall. It's also like a mental massage, like, oh, okay, like my nipples are okay. Yeah. They're all good.
they're okay. Yeah, they're okay.
They're good. I have their names too. Do you have names for your nipples?
Do you really? I don't. What are your names?
Do you want to come up with them together now?
Kinda. I name everything. So I name my car. I name all my appliances. So I don't know why I haven't named my nipples.
You name all your
appliances? Do you have to like channel the energy? Yes.
Yeah. Goes by like their size and energy. Cause like my left boob is bigger. Is like your left boob bigger too? I think it's a very common thing.
I think so.
Yeah. My left boob is like,
I think my left boob is bigger.
Significantly bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so weird. I don't know why that happens, but I know it's very normal that one breast is usually a little bit bigger.
I think so. Yeah. So my left boob is Sasha. Because she's fierce.
Okay.
Like she's big, bold, beautiful. She's always hard. The nipple's always hard for some reason.
I know. She just knows you're talking about her. So she came out to play.
She's like, yo, bitch. That's her.
She's so aggressive.
Hello, my loves. She is yo, bitch.
Yo, bitch. I like it. What's the other one?
The one on the right is Tasha. She's a little bit more modest. She's more like, she's a girly
a little
girl.
More shy.
She's more modest. She's always kind of hiding. The nipple's always soft.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that happens too.
So that's Tasha.
Sasha and Tasha.
Proper, you know, in clothing, she's kind of like properly in there. Like my left side is always like, yo, bitch. Yeah.
Just strong arming her way through your t-shirts. Like, it's,
yo, bitch. Anyway, yeah.
I fucking love it. Okay. All right. I'll have to think about it because
girls can say the B word. Okay. For the men. Yeah. You can't.
For the men listening, you can't say the B word. I'll have to think about it because, yes, this one's more in charge and more bodacious. Ooh. I like that. And I like ones that's a little bit more like shy.
Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Okay. Wait a minute. What's like an in charge name?
Beatrice. That's not it.
I was going to say Michelle, but that's from Michelle Obama.
This one's Michelle Obama. Yeah. I kind of love that.
Ooh, right? Or do you want Ruth?
And then, Ruth. This one is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And what is she? She's mighty, but just shyer.
She's sweet. She's shy. She's Charlotte.
Aw, just Ruth and Charlotte.
Yeah.
I kind of love it. That sounds great.
Ruth is ruthless and Charlotte is shy.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
Okay. That's my new business. Any of the girlies want their boobies named, call me.
Call Dr. Tara. She does so many things and nipple naming is one of them.
So many things.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Well, you mentioned the butt a couple of times and I definitely want to dive down into that. Butt and balls are two of the other B words that I want to pay a little bit more attention to. When I'm talking about playing with the butt, I kind of go back to the same nipple play, like with the partners I've had, where I love just like playing with a booty first and foremost, but it can kind of feel a little like I'm in charge when I'm playing with the butt. I don't know. What can we do with like the cheeks?
The cheeks? Ooh. I mean, I always think it's so passionate when my partner like licks my cheeks.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
Just like get in there, like lick it and like bite it, leave a bite mark. How hot is it to have like a little bruise the next day?
It totally is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. And he just does that on his own volition. What did you say?
I said, we do not have issues.
We do not have issues. We're very healthy.
I just think it's so hot to like leave a mark. I think all of that psychology is really hot. So like licking and biting the cheeks, I think can be really hot, leaving your, marking your territory.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I appreciate kind of, what would you call biting? Like carnal play?
It's animalistic, right? Like animals bite and like they shred things apart. So animalistic, like carnal play.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. It's, when you're in a long, long-term relationship, like anything past 2 years, it's something that almost like it needs a lot of prep
to
be carnal because it's the person you've been seeing every single day. You sleep in the same bed for years. And for people who want to incorporate more of this, like when we talk about these like passionate sexual encounters, it takes a lot of effort to get into it, and people need to set aside time and intention to do it. I don't want people that are listening that are in long-term relationships to feel turned off when we talk about these like carnal acts, because they might feel like, oh girl, like, you know, you talk like you're just dating, like we've been together 5-10 years, like this is not happening. It can. It just needs that like intention and time.
Yeah, no, that's such a good point to bring up too. Because if Cass were here, she would talk about that as well. Like she's been with her partner for 7 years. And I would assume that jumping into the heat of the moment, you know, that was like definitely 1 year, 2 year in type of energy. But when you're talking about being passionate, as you're more comfortable setting aside time and attention to doing that. So is that like kind of doing more foreplay throughout the day or like planning sex? What does it look like to be more intentional if you want to get like rough and carnal?
I think it's both. I think that you can do all kinds of tricks to make sure that you maintain a healthy amount of like passion within your sexual encounters with your spouses or long-term partners. What I really love is two things. Like, first thing is making sure you insert play throughout the day. And that can look so different for different people. Some people, they love like smacking the butt in the living room, or, you know, cuddling, like cuddle up while you watch TV, and then maybe like massaging the other person's kind of genitalia, like meanwhile, right? Like, not necessarily trying to initiate sex, but like just to feel it out, you know, back when you started dating, like just feeling it out. Yeah. But it can also be, you can also like sext. You can send them, you can start sexting with them during the day. But then the other part of it is making time. So yeah, it could look like, hey, should we eat early today so we can play after? Or maybe it could be like, ooh, can we schedule like a Sunday afternoon to play and then go out to eat, like go out for dinner after, right? It's being more intentional about these times rather than hoping it pops up out of nowhere. And when it doesn't, like, both people are just disappointed and resentful that the other person doesn't initiate.
So
don't leave room for assumptions. Like, communicate what you need. Right? If you're like, hey babe, we haven't had like long sex like for a while, we've only had quickies, can we make sure we set aside time this weekend to do it?
Yeah I love these reminders all the time, because it's so fun to dive into conversations like we're having, you know, like the things that we can do with the body parts and how we get adventurous and all of these things. But it is a real part of the conversation is like being intentional and being, having the conversation, and also feeling okay if like this just doesn't happen in your relationship all the time. Like, you do have to work towards it or be intentional about creating space for it. So very good point.
And also, like, sex doesn't have to be penetration or end in penetration. Like, if we're doing butt massages and like licking, biting, it can just end there. It can just be a butt worshiping session and it ends. You like, you bit me out. Like, that feels good. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
It doesn't really have to go anywhere. You know, when people think, oh, but all of these things that we just talked about, it all ends, like, it all leads to penetrative sex. And then, like, you know, but I'm not feeling up for it. That's okay. Right. You don't have to have penetrative sex, like, ever.
Ever. I know. That doesn't have to be the end goal. And that's another one of the things that I've loved learning through this podcast is, like, orgasm, penetrative sex, and the definition of sex. All of those things can be your own quote unquote goals, or they can be your own definition. And no sex act, or even however rowdy you get, doesn't have to lead to anything else if you don't want it to. But let's say you do. Let's say you want to stick a finger or two into the bum. I know that there has to be some conversation before you do that. So what is pre-entry prerequisite for butt play?
Oh my gosh. I mean, obviously, you know, all of these plays involve a conversation prior to it happening. And in this conversation, especially when we're talking butt play for both men and women, it's seen as a more like taboo sexual act, if you will, you know, because like penis in vagina is a given, right? Like, it's that's what most people would say sex. Nowadays, people are much more comfortable with oral sex. They're much more comfortable with like hand jobs and hand like stimulation. So I think something that is still kind of taboo is anal for men. For women as well, in some areas of the country or the world, but for men particularly, it's still quite taboo. So this conversation has to sound like something along the line of us together exploring, rather than like, I want to do this to you, right? Hey babe, like last week we had sex and it was so good. I think this week I wanted to try, I want us to try something new. I heard from the Honey Do Me podcast and they were talking about massaging the butthole and then like a little bit of a rim job, and I just thought we would have fun trying it. What do you think? It's always good to ask the, like, present the idea and then ask the person what they think first, rather than like, I want to do it.
Such a good point, because that sounds completely different. of saying, I want to do this to you.
Right.
Versus I heard this and I would love for us to explore this together.
Yeah. I actually did like an online like therapy session live on Twitch with a Twitch creator once. And it was like a live couples therapy. So it was a couple and they're young, right? They're like in their early 20s. And the girl keeps saying, I want to peg you. I want to peg you. So he goes like, well, like, I'm not gonna want to do it because you're like pushing me.
Right.
Right. So I always tell people like, you never want to approach a conversation like, I want to do this to you.
Mm-hmm. Very fair. Because yeah, that just feels like it's not a consensual environment anymore. And it's like, okay, so this is for you. And you didn't even ask if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
Me and how 100%. I feel is my body.
Yeah, it's my freaking body. So if they're good with the go-ahead, you're saying a little anal, you said massaging, like the hole on the outside or the inside? If we're going to do
the hole on the outside using the thumb, but also lube it up. Don't dry massage. I've had a friend that like likes to like dry massage and dry finger the butthole. He got like hemorrhoid. So
I was going to say, that was one of my questions is like, isn't that a risk if you're just going in?
It is. I'm like, oh my God, like you're asking me about your hemorrhoid. Like what's your butt play routine? And he was explaining it to me. I'm like, obviously you're getting hemorrhoids because you weren't supposed to do that. You should lube it up like way, way lubey. First, so make sure that you either use lube that you like or my go-to coconut oil to massage the area. I actually recently had this done to me by my husband and it feels amazing. He uses coconut oil all over his thumbs and index finger and then he'll like massage it like this around my hole while I'll use a vibrator on my clit.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot is going on.
Yeah, but it sounds like a good time. Amazing,
because like I feel like when I came, like it almost felt like stronger because my butthole was also very like clenched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He stayed on the outside though. You're saying, right?
Yeah. He was just massaging the hole using his like lubed thumb, and I was using a vibrator on top. But yeah, for those that also like to play inside, you can kind of massage the butthole first. Always massage the butthole first because you want to make sure it's like in a warm condition so it's more stretchy. Whenever the skin is cold, it will constrict and it will not be expanding or it will not feel good on the inside. So make sure that it's warm and massaged. Then when you enter, use one finger first. Make sure you also don't have long ass nails like this.
Yeah, fucking talons going up your ass.
Exactly. Is that a woman or a cat?
A cat.
So make sure, or a sloth.
Yeah,
that really would be long so nails. Painful. Sloths are really long. I think nails, so. Right?
Yeah, because they come like, around a.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right. You're completely right.
Most sloth nails if you're doing anal. Make sure that you use the one finger first. Go in and kind of doing this like all around, massaging it all around on the inside, and then go like this, right? In a circular motion using the finger. And if you want, you can start like stretching it. I knew that I learned this from the gays and they always like stretch their butthole before they have penetrative sex and it always feels like so much better than a hole that's not stretched out yet.
A hole that's not quite stretched yet. How do you stretch your own butthole?
Well, you can do it your own or you can have your partner do it as a part of the foreplay, which I think is easier. Like I like having my husband kind of like massaging it and then putting a finger in and then stretching it on the inside. But you can also do it yourself by, again, like lubing up your finger, sit in like a yogi squat and then putting your finger up and stretch around the hole.
Yeah, I guess I've never gotten to that position before. I've never used my hands on my own butt before. Ooh. I have tried anal beads. And actually, I have beef with anal beads because they're too flimsy that if I'm a beginner figuring it out, first of all, like just getting used to touching and being near my butthole, I don't want to have to like shove beads up my butt. I would rather use a plug that kind of is like obviously stiffer and goes in itself.
I think it depends on the technology. Like Lelo mm-hmm. has one that's hard. So it starts from very small and then bigger and then bigger and then bigger. So uh-huh. you can kind of just use that first ball, like the mm-hmm. first bead without moving any deeper. And that would just be like your level one kind of play.
Right.
But that one, it stays straight up. It doesn't go like flimsy. So I think it just depends on the product and the brand. But I like anal beads in terms of training because I can't just like have anal sex. Like it takes time. So if my partner's mm-hmm. like, okay, we're going to go on a staycation this weekend and I want to have anal sex, I'll be like, okay, so Thursday, I'm going to Thursday, I'm going to want some like butt massage, hole massage, rim job, and like anal, mm-hmm. maybe one, maybe two balls max.
Okay.
Massaging it around while I play with my clit or while he plays with my clit. But I need prep.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. What can you do if you're in the moment where like you are engaging in anal play and you feel yourself kind of clenching up and getting a little like tight down there? Because either you're nervous about it or it's like feeling tight.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, taking deep breaths.
Okay.
Taking deep breaths to the tummy. So like deep breath through your nose down to the tummy and then just keep taking deep breaths. That will definitely help loosen up that area. More lube can help as well. And then perhaps whatever else that usually turns you on, maybe it's playing with the nipples, like have your partner play with your nipples. Maybe it's grabbing a vibrator and play with your clit so that, you know, there's more blood flow around that area in general.
Right.
That will really That's help. True.
Okay. And what can we expect for the next day? Like, let's say this is kind of your first or second time playing with your butthole or having someone else play with it. Is it going to be like sore? And what can we do to kind of make it better?
Yeah. If you have penetrative, like if you have anal sex, it will be sore.
Okay.
But if you're just like massaging the butthole, fingering it, and then like licking it, like rim jobs, there's no repercussions.
Okay. Nothing should feel uncomfortable or hurt the next day.
I get my butthole massaged regularly, so I'm pretty sure there's no like repercussions in terms of pain or like poop coming out randomly the next day. I would have known if that happens. If I didn't know that, like you can just not talk to me.
Just not talk to me.
But if you That's have so anal sex, funny. Yes, the next day it will be sore.
Yeah. Okay. So just prepare for that going in and take whatever precautions to make yourself feel a little bit more comfortable the next day.
Yeah. Like if you have a long trip to Asia where you like have to sit on the plane for 20 hours, do not have anal sex the day before.
Do not have anal sex the day before.
Right.
Okay. Great tip. Solid tip.
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Well, I want to wrap up with a little bit of ball play and I have one very specific question that I want to end with.
Yeah.
But to begin with, what are your go-to tips and tricks for ball play? What are your favorite like hand maneuvers or mouth maneuvers?
Yes. So my favorite go-to is giving my partner a blowjob hand job combo while using my left hand fondling the balls.
Okay.
And it's explosive for
talented woman
male partner.
Okay.
It's really a pro move because I used to just give the blowjob with a hand job combo, but then I realized that from a good friend of mine that's in the porn industry, that fondling the balls as well can really like stimulate that whole area. And when they come harder. So I would do the blowjob hand job combo, use my left hand, fondle the balls, and as he's about to come, I grab it harder, but not too hard because it can startle them and they can literally lose their erection.
Aww,
and
that's
it has
sad.
Happened. So just make sure when you like tuck it harder when they're about to come, you like go up and like tuck it in, like not, don't pull, don't like too hard. Just be there like snug. And it will help them come like even harder. So that's my go-to tip. You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome.
Yeah, your partner is going to be head over heels.
And because you're, this is my final question, and because you are my favorite dirty talk expert pro, what is dirty talk you can say to balls?
Ooh, yeah. Oh my God. One of my favorites is, and dirty, is, does daddy want to put his balls on my face? When I say that, he literally gets up on his feet and like come over and like sit down and put his balls in my face and in my mouth. Like, does daddy want to put his balls in my mouth?
Okay. Do you praise them at all? Like, do you say like cool big balls or like
cool big balls? Yes. Praises are always great, right? Like, it's great for women, it's great for men. So like I always go like, your balls are so big. Or like, oh, I love having your balls in my mouth. Or like, you're like, you know, your balls smell so good.
Okay.
Yeah. After shower. Because, you know, the balls paint is like a danger area.
That's a specifically timed compliment that I can appreciate.
I think some couples do this for fun. And sure, if it's in their repertoire, they can do it. But I don't recommend a lot of people do it. Is talk, baby talk to the balls. Like baby talk to the balls and penis in general. I have heard couples that came to my coaching practice that do it. And it's a turn on, which is fine. But I find most men do not like that.
That's a super fair thing to not like. I appreciate that.
The balls are so cute. They're so cute. They're so small and cute.
It's just the last thing you want to hear. Because even if you're complimenting, you're like, it sounds like you're lying.
Yeah.
It sounds like a big old lie.
And no one wants the balls that are small and cute.
No one wants that, I don't think.
Intimidating.
like, what is it? Oh, Sasha. Your boob. Sasha. Like Sasha.
Yeah, like Sasha. Sup, bitch. What's yours? Yep. Are we doing Ruth?
Ruth and Charlotte.
Yes. Ruth and Charlotte. Oh.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us this speed round on how we can pleasure the rest of our naughty bits. Where can our listeners keep continuing to connect with you after this episode?
Yes, you can go to my website. That's lovebites.co, LUVBITES.CO. You can also go to my Instagram and TikTok through lovebites.co.
Dr. Tara just simply does not miss. Every time she's on this podcast, I absolutely adore chatting with her. So I hope she has fondled her way into your heart as well. She also has a course coming out this week. So if you head over to the show notes of this episode, there is a link to that. And show her some love because she is the best person that I personally know. And I want to thank her so much for being on the podcast today. And thank you to you, my dear listener. I sound like Bridgerton, dear reader, but dear listener. Thank you for hanging out with me today. And if you want to hang out a little bit more, you can go on over to Apple Podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe to Honey Do Me. You can follow us on TikTok, on Instagram, and on YouTube. And those are all the ways that you can Google us. Please say something nice. It's spring, Mercury's retrograding, and you know, the eclipse thing. So I feel like everyone deserves a little bit of love right now. So it can't hurt. Kyle, Jessica, and Rebecca. No, I'm not talking about my naughty bits. I am calling you out to go leave really nice things about me. Cause that sounds great. And about Cass, cause then I'll show them to her when she's back. Can't wait. Thank you for that in advance. And thank you for hanging out. So with that, I will see you soon. Goodbye.